Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's really that simple, people. Just be part of the solution. That's new. And I really do appreciate the time you spend. Look, if you decide to head out to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, you have Father's Day's coming up. I don't know what you're waiting for. But there's pillows, there's blankets, there's sheets, there's slippers. Those are the things I'm stuck on. I'm stuck on the slippers because other people have already bought them, tell me how much they like them. I have them. I like them. I find them very comfortable, and they feel like they're going to be very durable, too. So if you head over there, you're going to buy something from MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. You'll save yourself a few bucks, and you'll get some great stuff. Really, seriously. The Steve, I don't know if you heard today, but Steve Bannon, the indictment against him was dismissed. Now, you can imagine that the prosecutors were going out of their minds. They were not happy about this. But the federal judge in Manhattan, he dismissed the indictment against Steve. He was already pardoned by Trump. So I don't know the legalities behind this or really what's going on with it. But I think a judge was, not so much that there wasn't enough there, but they said, look, he can't stand trial. How do you leave these charges here? Now, the state attorneys want to leave the charge. See, they do things just to do things. They do things just to try to make it look bad. Right? The prosecutors wanted to leave the charges against him up there. Why? What would it have done? The judge noted in her seven-page report, I'm sorry, I said it was him, her seven-page report, that prosecutors didn't dispute the validity of Trump's pardon, but wanted the charges to remain in the justice aid. It's not the practice of the district to remove a defendant from a docket without resolution of the indictment. In other words, what do we do with this? Got to dismiss the charges because there's nothing we can do with them. The pardon implies guilt, wrote the judge. And she quoted that from the 1853 New Jersey Supreme Court decision. If there be no guilt, there's no grounds for forgiveness. Right? So, I mean, ultimately what this boils down to is, first of all, Bannon's never been found guilty of anything. It was early on. They couldn't prove it. They really have no proof, one way or the other. Right? They tried to bring in Brian Colfage with this, too. He was the veteran who's, I think he's lost one arm and two legs in a war fighting for us. Now, they're all still there. I mean, Colfage, who else was there? Andrew Battalotto and Timothy Shea. Now, they're all still awaiting trial. But there's nothing there. I've read it. I've seen it. There's nothing really there. But it sounds good. It makes the vet look good. It's just crazy. It's what they do. It's how they operate. We all know that. Right? I should have asked Scott this while he was here, but Fauci now looks like He's now facing calls for his resignation. And mostly because, look, he knew what was going on. This was a lie. How he ran this whole thing, what he thought, it was a lie. And so now, you know, with everything that's been going on, with the investigations that have been going down, coming under fire from many of the congressional Republicans, he admitted that, you know, the NIH earmarked $600,000 for the Wuhan Institute. Right? The National Institute of Health. I mean, and he has, I'd say, power over this. He told the members of the House Appropriations Subcommittee that the money was provided to the lab through the nonprofit EcoHealth Alliance, funded a modest collaboration with very respectable Chinese scientists who were world experts on the coronavirus. But Fauci denied that the money went towards the so-called gain of function, right? The research that Scott was talking about. But how does he know that? Once it leaves his hands, once the agreement's made, once something is happening, how does he know ultimately what happened with this? Senator Rand Paul was on the him, wanted to know whether the federal agency he heads up helped to fund the gain-of-function research. Fauci responds to him by saying, Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are entirely, completely incorrect. The NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research. However, it looks like that may not be totally true. Paul started with the, you know, government scientists like yourself who favor gain function, but Fauci interrupted and said, I don't favor the gain of function research. You were saying things that are not true. But you know what's funny is, when these guys say this, inevitably, and there has been some transcripts around, inevitably you find a videotape that they did say that, or a video or a recording of them actually saying those things, actually sticking their foot in it. Representative Guy, I can't pronounce his name, Reschenthaler out of Pennsylvania, he said he discovered that the Obama administration funneled $1.1 million to the Wuhan lab through the EcoHealth Alliance group. He said he was bothered by Fauci's mixed messaging on mask wearing and his dubious reports on the pandemic safety precautions. I mean, the cloud, the ugliness, the confusion that these people have created is not going to save them. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. You listen to Real Side. On GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what you want to be. You always want to be part of the solution. Man, it really stinks to be on the other side of that, being wrong. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always appreciate the time you're spending with me, and then I appreciate the time that you're, on listening to us on the air. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, okay, I'm going to get back to it here, because it's so much I'm going to get to. The, what's his name? God bless. Carville. You heard me talk a little bit about James Carville. I mean, he was a defender of the Clintons. He's a Dem through and through. I mean, that's all that's in his blood system. He's got Democrat blood. He's worried about the Democrats.
And he's been saying it now for quite a few years, not one or two. But he has been screaming about this probably about 5 or 6 years. He's talking about the, you know, the smug and the arrogant Dems. They're totally ignoring the people around them. And goes on to say, you know, I know elsewhere that today's Democrat Party is not the Democrat Party of our parents. Today's Democrat Party isn't even the Democrat Party of former Clintonites, if you want to put it that way. Now, James Carville and David Axelrod. Now, Axelrod was with Obama. And, you know, Carville loved the Clintons. Now, these guys are diehard Democrats. Right? They're not happy with the party right now. And not just because they want the old guard. You know, it's always funny when we do stuff with the Republican Party in my area and they'll say, well, you know, you old guys won't let go of anything. It's not it. We've been beat up. We've seen what happened. We know the kind of trouble you can get into if you do certain things a certain way or you don't do things a certain way. They said they teed off the Democrat Party during a joint appearance on CNN's Cuomo primetime. And they were delivering a blunt. I'm surprised Cuomo could keep it together. He went on to say the metropolitan arrogance, urban smugness, is growing more and more in the Democrat Party. In other words, Democrats in the major cities, right? Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York. They think that's how everybody should think. Look at the Republicans, including my... I've been telling you this for a long time. They're telling you how you should think. They're telling you how much smarter they are than you are. Why you should listen to them. Why you should do what they told you to do. Funny, you were smart enough, quote-unquote, to vote them in, but now you're too stupid to figure it out. And Carville was all over this. And so was Axelrod. Both of them, you know, are staunch defenders of Democrats, usually. This attitude is extremely detrimental to the Democrat Party. Now, Breitbart's been reporting that Axelrod noted that the Democrats have won 7 of the last 8 presidential elections by popular vote. He also noted that a couple of troubling facts and staggering statistics for Democrats moving forward, or backwards, depending on how you look at it, right? But he said that's how we elect presidents. Every state has 2 senators. We become more and more of a metropolitan party, and we write off large segments of the country. We run into issues like Donald Trump winning 80% of the counties in the country. They saw it. They saw it back then. The senior political commentator, Axelrod, believes that Joe Biden has a clue as to what's going on. I don't think he has a clue at all, but Axelrod seems to think he understands how the process works. And the majority of the Democrat Party is not there with them. And they're not. See, I think the older Democrats, they want to maintain power. And they're so afraid of the younger ones, they're so afraid of the progressives, that they're willing to do whatever the progressives want or get involved with them to a degree to maintain their power. Or they're going to get bit. There's no way around it. They're going to get bit. What is it called? The squad? Squad doesn't care what you think. They have an agenda. They believe they have a way they believe they should run, and that's all there is to it. And Biden understands a lot of Democrats, you know, they don't really understand the process. And Joe wants to believe, this is all according to the story. This is all according to Axelrod, that Joe understands that people who work with their hands, people who work with the back, people who farm and are entitled to the same dignity as people who sit in front of a computer screen. Look, there's a big difference between dignity and pay and all this other stuff. But I mean, seriously, the Republicans are the party of the working people. They always have been. There's been a time where I jokingly refer to them as the wine and cheese party. And maybe they went off the rails a couple of times in history. The Dems have seemed to only be able to play on one rail. They can't really seem to get it together. Right? We've always held in high esteem people that work with their hands. I don't care whether you're a ditch digger or mechanic or toilet repairman. It doesn't matter. There's dignity in working, period. Axelrod said, hey, your party will continue to pay the price because they look down their noses at the very people they claim to represent. Look, when do they show up in the black community? When do they show up? They never show up in the Asian community. Oh, my God. You never see them there, do you? What do they do for the Hispanic community? I don't see them doing much at all. And like I always say, you know, if you really think about it, the black and Hispanic family communities, traditional family communities, have so much more in common with Republicans than they do Democrats. So much more in common with conservatives than they do liberals. Now, Carville really was having a hard time with this. You can see he's like out of sorts with the fact that the Democrats can't see what's happening around them. He went on to say in his little speech, I think, speak plain English, just what Axelrod was saying. If the nature of being a Democrat is you respect everybody and particularly respect people's labor, then say so and show it in action. But Democrats now come across with a metropolitan type of arrogance, urban smugness that people are turned off by. But listen, they've really not been that different. The only difference, I've been saying this now for a couple of years. It's like a bad rash just under the skin keeps coming to the surface from time to time. They have always felt this way about you guys in the Midwest. They have always felt this way about, you know, people in the middle of the country. They just never really said it. Now they can't control themselves because they feel so empowered. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate is considering the creation of an independent commission to investigate the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We must get at the truth and do everything in our power to restore Americans' faith in our elections and this grand, ongoing, noble experiment of democracy.
The measure doesn't have enough support from Republicans. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The additional extraneous commission that Democratic leaders want would uncover crucial new facts or promote healing.
Only six Republicans say they'll vote in favor of the measure. It's already passed in the House. President Biden spoke in Cleveland about his infrastructure plan. He said America is not respected.
The 13th best infrastructure in the world. Come on.
This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Feel the rhythm now. Together, you and me, all night, holding hands and moving on. Together, you and me, come on, baby.
You are listening to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air in the chat room. Texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Seriously. We want you to be part of the solution. We were talking about the trouble that the Democrat Party is in more ways than one. And, you know, James Carville and David Axelrod, I mean, these are well-respected, long-time Democrat strategists, been around forever, well-trusted in their party, anyway. They're really both pounding on their party right now to get their act together. Stop being such elitists. And nobody will give you, I mean, there's a lot of the younger people, like in the squad and what have you, won't give them any credit for what they have to say. They couldn't possibly know. They're out of touch. Don't you know that? But Carville said, it isn't just the Democrat elitists come across with the metropolitan arrogance and urban smugness. You know what he means by that, right? Again, it's that whole idea that educated people in the city is much smarter, much better. And really, I would imagine at some point, if they had their way, there'd be no way they would allow the people of the flyover state to even vote. Why let them? They're Bible and gun people. Who wants them voting? He even went on to call out Democrats like Pelosi, Schumer, Warren, Sanders, Harris, Schiff, and Nadler are just the embodiment of arrogance and smugness. I want you to think about this. Some of you more seasoned listeners of mine, you know who James Carville is. You know who David Axelrod is. You know how much influence they had in the party. And probably to a degree still have in the party. And they're calling out the big names. So do I need to hit them again? Pelosi, Schumer, Warren, Sanders, Harris, Schiff, Nadler? Calling them the embodiment of arrogance? I agree with them. They always believe themselves to be the smartest people in the room. They have zero tolerance for anybody who cling to religion, who cling to their guns, who may belong to the basket of deplorables. I've been teaching a biblical citizenship class, but I've been taking this more of a constitutional class. And our American heroes. And truly what our founding fathers had in mind for this country. Truly what they wanted to see taught. I'm telling you, they would all, if they were sitting in Independence Hall today, and they had no power to speak of, right? We're running like we're running. They would all have their head in their hands right now going, what the heck have you guys done to this place? I am learning so much, and I'll share some of it with you guys as time goes on. I am learning so much about how much power the Supreme Court does not have constitutionally. It is the Supreme Court of the land. It is not the supreme law of the land. And more and more and more, we look. How many of you know? Ready? Here, I'm going to tee off a lot of people. You do understand that there is no law that allows or disallows abortions at the federal level. Anybody aware of that? See, when the judges came out and said, and they ruled on Roe versus Wade, it's an opinion. Okay? And they give an order as to how these opinions should be carried out to make sure that the Constitution is upheld. But it's not a law. And the way our founding fathers wanted it was the Supreme Court was a way to check and make sure that Congress was in line or doing what the Constitution told them to do, and they were to take it back. The Congress was to take it all back and fix the law, reword the law, redo the law. The Supreme Court was never meant to simply make law. And that's what they're doing. Anyway, I'll get more on that later on. Axelrod went on to say the Democrat Party and its liberal lapdog media become the frontline useful idiots of the radicalization of some on the left, including those in academia. They're hell-bent on driving a permanent wedge between black and white Americans. I've been saying this for a long time. You saw it coming out. Look at, you saw it 6-7 years ago. When we really first started reporting about, they weren't safe rooms to speak of at the time. Right? They had pictures and video of these white kids in classrooms bawling their brains out. Why? Because they're white. Because the teacher was letting them know because of their whiteness, because they had the misfortune of being born into a white family, that not only did they have privilege, but they automatically had white supremacy or a white supremacist attitude. Now, pitting blacks against whites is not going to help anybody. It's going to make it worse, and it's going to make it worse for the Democrats. Over 60% of this country now feels like the Democrats are off, that what they're doing is harmful. Carville and Axelrod were correct in the sense that, you know, today's Dem Party is totally, they are so out of touch with what they used to call their constituents. I told you, Nancy Pelosi years ago, when she started using the term uninformed voters, right? Any Democrat voter that was going to vote for Trump, any voter that was going to vote for Trump and or the Republicans, was an uninformed voter. Before that, they called them her blue-collar workers. Same people. Our blue-collar workers know we care about them. We care about you. They go and they suck up to the unions. They suck up to organizations like that to make it appear that they really care about what you're doing. So anyhow, I believe they're in a lot of trouble. I don't know if we can win the election in a clean election, but they are in a lot of trouble. If you think about it, not even Barack Obama took on some of these moves that Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer are doing. And Carville even goes on to say that not that Obama would have done these things, not that he didn't want to do these things, but he wasn't ready yet Obama wasn't ready yet for globalism or blatant socialism, which is exactly what this looks like. This is Carville saying this. So the heavy hitters in their in on their team, on their side, see what's going on. And they know the kind of trouble that the Dem Party as a whole is causing for themselves. If you're on the right, shut up, say nothing, let them do it to themselves. I'm serious. Don't do anything to slow them down. I know it sounds terrible, but I'm there. And then finally, God, this, what is her name? Lori Lightfoot? Mayor Lightfoot? After Chicago's deadliest weekend of 2021, we're not even halfway through the year yet. Right? She now proposes an alcohol curfew. And she's going to use quality of life as her mantra to make it happen. So, Lori Lightfoot's inserting her heavy hand into your personal consumption of alcohol if you live in Chicago again. And she has decided, because of the way the city is. Remember, she always blames on everything else, but she feels that the Chicago grocery stores and convenience stores will have to stop selling booze at 10 o'clock. Which is really funny because, so instead of buying two bottles at 10 and two bottles at midnight or 1, now they're just going to buy four or five bottles at one clip. Now, under permanent curfew included in a sweeping pandemic relief, that's what she's putting it under. This is for pandemic relief, public health. These people have got nine ways to skin a cat. You know that? And they're not ashamed to do so. The ordinance would ban sales of packaged liquor products between the hours of 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. Every day except Sunday, when they start at 8 a.m. That's for the churchgoers, right? Just ask it. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to ariseusa.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to ariseusa.com. That's ariseusa.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Still listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. We were talking about how Mayor Lori Lightfoot has decided the way to curb the violence in Chicago is to make sure that people can't buy alcohol after 10. You know, because that's worked so well with the guns, right? Can't buy guns there. How people are getting shot up, I'll never know. This is a craziness. That's why I kind of have to be funny about it. It makes no sense. So the ordinance would ban sales of packaged liquor products between the hours of 10 and 7. Because that's it. They'll be dry. There'll be nothing else. And they won't be out driving around. God, these people are amazing. Now, some of the writers, the writer says that he was born and raised in Chicago, familiar with the town's drinking habits. He said he can only imagine that the air is probably as deeply blue as the Chicago River's muddy green. He said, but it's not just about infringing on certain freedoms. They're infringing on the profit margins of the already struggling small businesses. He's right there. These liquor stores, these areas, they're just starting to open back up again. They're just starting to get things rolling. Remember, it was only a couple of weeks after Joey B. got sworn in that she felt it was time to start to get the businesses back open again. Isn't that nice of her? Ali Thabit, owner of Ashland Market, he said the plan feels like a low blow to liquor stores that have struggled through the pandemic. He said, if this goes through, I'll have to cut my staff. More unemployment coming to Chicago. You guys excited? No, come on, really, you ought to be. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you guys caught the story earlier. Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors, she's going to step down. Not because of any of the anti-Semitic remarks that she made or anything like that. No. No, because there's questions on how she's handling the finances of BLM. Right? Now, some say that she's been talking about this for almost a year now. Not buying it. Now, she's one of the co-founders. She's an executive director. And she's 37 years old. She told the Associated Press on Thursday that she was leaving the position to focus on other projects, including the release of her second book and a television deal with Warner Brothers. She held a top post at Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation for more than 5 years. The activist said that she created the necessary bones and foundation of the organization, and she felt it was time for her to leave. Now, what's funny is she's been under scrutiny on how she's been sending their money into her accounts and her accounts, you know, into buying million-dollar homes. That was never mentioned, really, by anybody. Those were the right-wing attacks that tried to discredit my character, and I don't operate off of what the right thinks of me. She wouldn't answer any questions about the home. And I am sure that the Los Angeles Times reporter or the New York, maybe the New York Times, those reporters weren't after her. I'm sure. It took the New York Post to report the purchase of four homes for a little over $3 million in a neighborhood that is well over 80% white. Now, how does that help the black community? I'm just curious. The report prompted Hawk Newsom, the head of the Black Lives Matter Greater New York City, to call for an independent investigation into the foundation's finances. Now, the two organizations aren't the same, apparently. Now, critics point out that she bought the high-end homes despite referring to herself as a trained Marxist many times in the past. Now, she's not like she has a talent anywhere. Right? She has made all her money working for BLM. So that means the donations that went into BLM went into her, well, not all of them, obviously. A lot of them went into her pocket. She says she never received a salary from BLM. She makes her income from other sources. You know, it's amazing to me that the Dems will forgive, forget, not even think about this stuff because they're so sure that they're right. Now, I will tell you this from some of the stories I've been reading. Is that some of the Hollywoodites, some of the entertainer types, are getting quite fed up with this cultural appropriation stuff. Especially when it comes to, look at the movies. What movies is Hollywood putting out that are exciting like they used to be? Where they had plots in them, they had action and all that. I mean, seriously. Now, recently, Gwen Stefani came under, I guess, and I don't know these people. I don't care to know them. I don't keep up with any of them. I just think some of these stories are funny because they're all over them themselves. Right? I mean, they're always on somebody for doing something politically incorrect. This one in particular, she's hitting back at a longstanding claim that through her association with the Harajuku girls, I guess, a group of Japanese-American women known for their steep sense of style, Stefani has been appropriating Japanese street fashion. How do you appropriate somebody's fashion? Why, because you wear it and you're not them? Does anybody see the lunacy here? I went to a church that was predominantly, I mean, when I say predominantly black, 95% of the church, there were black people attended the church. I was easy to find, let's put it that way. And every year in what was it, the Black Heritage Month or Black History Month, even the white women wore, I guess, African attire. Right? Cultural garb from Africa. Nobody was accused of cultural appropriation. Who started this? You know, I thought it was really funny. At one point in time, there was a whole move that on Halloween, you couldn't wear ponchos, you couldn't wear sombreros, you couldn't do this, because it was cultural appropriation. So a couple of guys I started the business with went down to the, a very Hispanic area in L.A., not in the streets, one of the vendor areas, and asked them. Not one vendor, not one person in the street they ran into felt that it was cultural appropriation for someone to wear a sombrero and party or a poncho or any of those things. It was just the young fools that were having trouble with it, just like they are here. She likes the way, I'm not a Gwen Stefani fan, I don't know her, I don't even know her music. You play one of her songs, I wouldn't know it. But she likes this particular group of Japanese American women, known for how they dress, known for their style. So she dresses like they do. And that's cultural appropriation? My God. I am sure if you asked them, they would be quite excited that somebody like her was wearing their stuff. I mean, really? And it's like that in every culture, really. I mean, I grew up in an Italian part of Boston. When other people came down to a certain feast and they dressed a certain way, they could have been Irish, German, whatever. Nobody cared. It's a bit of a compliment. And they're showing truly what they're all about, who they are and what they're all about. Anyway, I don't know. I love this stuff because I've been saying it for years. It's bubbling to the top. They can't control themselves. And now they're out of control. She's been called out, though. She's profiting off the Japanese culture. Are we for real? Right. She's making money because of what she's wearing. They like it. Stefani has, I guess, a clothesline of some kind that has all kinds of stuff. And she's making money with it. Margaret Cho, comedian, good friend of, I guess, Xander Gibbs, she compares Stefani donning a Japanese hooker uniform. It's the same as blackface. I don't buy that. Not at all. Is that what we're going to do? Seriously? I don't usually spend that much time on these stories, but I just found this too funny just to let it go and blow past it. You know? All right, well, really quick here. America's youngest Mensa member is a 2-year-old with 146 IQ. How? No, seriously, how? I mean, if you think about what's on those questions and what you need to know, I don't buy this. This is not a story I'm going to run with. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate the time you spent with us. Be safe. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.